one question in the halakha, in the halakhot of Shabbat. There was a case where the lady prepared on Erev Shabbat a soup for the Shabbat. And as we know, it is forbidden for the Sephardim on Shabbat to take this soup and put it back onto the fire, onto the plata, if it cooled down. Because we hold of the opinion, yesh bishul ahar bishul belach, that when a liquidy item cools down and you reheat it, it's like you're recooking it. Therefore, it is unequivocally asur. However, the case that happened over here was that the lady did not know the halakha, and she went and she put it on the blech on Shabbat. She thought the halakha is like the Ashkenazim, that they're lenient on this. Now somebody was coming to the house to eat lunch. He says, how did you get this soup hot on Shabbat? I'm looking for a leniency all my life. I never found it. Oh, I did it myself. Did it yourself? You're not allowed to do it yourself. It's asur to do it yourself. Is the guest or the people or the person themselves allowed to eat from this hot soup that was placed on the plata hashmalit be'isur? Normally you have a rule that if somebody does something that's asur on Shabbat, you're not allowed to have any hana'ah, any pleasure, benefit from this. However, Chacham Ovadia gives us a very important rule in Hilchot Shabbat. The rule he gives in Chazon Ovadia Chelek Dalet, page Tavchav Bet, that any halakha that is subject to the machloket aposkim, that it's a debate. For example, this case over here of re-cooking something that cooled off is a debate amongst the Hachamim. The Rishonim that come along and say, it's cooked already. And bishul ahad bishul belach. Although we don't hold like that. But it is a mahloket. So he says, the rabbi, when did the Hachamim say that if you did something on Shabbat, we don't let you benefit? That's only when it is unanimous. However, something that's mahloket a poskim, and you did it on Shabbat, even though we don't posek like those lenient poskim, the rabbis did not go far to say that you're not allowed to have a hana'ah. And therefore, the guest that goes to the house, be permissible for him to eat the hot soup. Even the hot, because they put it back on the plata. And that... So, Joey says that you have to wait till it cools off. Hakam Avadia says that you can eat it while it's still hot. You don't have to worry about it, because the deen is that when you do something on Shabbat that is a machloket aposkim, it's permissible. Look what he says here in Tavchav Bet. Apat pi shalacha ravachat dinaktinan kemaran sheyesh bishul ahar bishul belach. We hold it as bishul. Mekol makom מי שעבר והניח תבשיל שמרק שנצטנן את כל דוב על פלטה חשמלית on a plata וחממו חום שהיה צולדת פה it got hot where it's burning the hand בדיעבד אין התבשיל נאסר משום מעשה שבת בדיעבד it's not אסור because of מעשה שבת שכיוון שהדבר שנוי במחלוקת הפוסקים ספקד רבנן לכולם. That is a very important cloud to know in the situation, in the case where it happened, so you know exactly what you're supposed to do. It's done already. Of course, somebody asked, Rabbi, can I put it back on? As soon as you did it, you didn't know. But the food itself does not become forbidden.